If you're interested in what I look like in real life, then make sure you check out my Instagram at JoeTheInsomniac. Hey everyone. I want to say, if you're going through any internal struggles or any difficulty whatsoever and you can't really see past it, remember it's a hard time but it will pass and there will be brighter days. You're not alone in this. We'll get through this together. You just have to keep going. I love you and enjoy these stories. In 2003, I'm 6 years old. At the time, I live in a small condo. It's one bedroom, one bath, and a connected living room and kitchen with an island in between, and a spiral staircase with random miscellaneous things sorted under it. I was living with my dad, with a mother who was out of the picture. It was Saturday, and I remember specifically watching Codename Kids Next Door on TV in the bedroom after waking up. My dad worked a lot, but was such a nice guy that he left the TV on with Cartoon Network playing, which was my favorite channel. During a commercial, I got up to go pee, and even though I knew I was home alone, I closed the door out of instinct. God, am I glad about that. The next thing I comprehended was the sound of an incredibly noisy spiral stairs. That can be heard literally across the condo because of how small it is. Beginning to rapidly make noises that got quieter and quieter over the course of the next few seconds, telling me that whatever made the sound was fast. As a 6-year-old, this was extremely concerning because, as I said, my dad always turned the TV on before he left work, and I knew he was long gone. So what did I do? Well, as any paranoid 6-year-old would do, when they think they half imagined it, I walk out of the bathroom and look over the 3-foot railing across from the bathroom door and next to the stairs where you walk down. And what did I see? None other than an afraid looking man looking into my living room, staying hidden under the stairs. After being terrified in the bathroom, I made a distinct effort to be quiet, so there's no way he knew I was looking at him. But he more than likely knew I was in the house somewhere. Practically guaranteed now. Okay, so there's a man in the house. I can A, yell at him to leave and maybe be murdered with literally no one around to help. Or B, I can hide, and I opt for B. I wait for what felt like hours, but in reality, it's about 20 minutes, until I heard shuffling downstairs for about a minute. Then, the sound I was praying for, the front door opening. I was still extremely skeptical, even thinking it's a trap to lure me downstairs, so I stay up, all day. Until my dad came home, who I didn't tell about the whole incident. Out of fear, I should have had, thinking he was going to get mad I didn't approach him. The crazy part? Nothing valuable was missing from the home. But you sure as hell know that I checked under the stairs every morning for the next 4 years of living there. Why he was there, I have no idea. How he was there, I think he came in through a window, but I'm not sure. It's just truly terrifying though, thinking of it now. When I was about 6 or so, my family lived in an older 2-story house. My stepfather would be the first to tell you about the spooky house and the vibe it had. I often felt strange things happen, but Only once was there ever an event with multiple witnesses, yet no explanation. My parents went out one night and left my older brother in charge of my younger and I. The master bedroom is upstairs, and my parents left the window cracked. Now we're all relaxing in the living room, and outside, the wind had begun to pick up. I was already on edge because of the noises the house makes in the wind. My mum was very religious at the time. In the center of the bed, after making it in the morning, she placed her large, hardcover King James Bible. It weighs a good few pounds. Well, as we're watching TV, we heard an extremely loud thump. We all look at each other, all knowing it come from upstairs. We go to investigate, and there on the floor is her Bible. We check the room, no one's there. And not enough time for someone to get back out. Somehow, this massive book has fallen off the bed without anything else being disturbed. We left it as it was, and our mum questioned us about it when we got home. My dad checked the window inside for evidence of anyone, but there was none. Nothing was taken or disturbed, only the Bible. This happened over a year ago. Our oldest son, Candon, was 3 at the time, and our youngest son, Connor, was around 5 months old. It still gives me chills and still makes me uncomfortable even walking by it. It was January evening in PA. It was dark outside with a couple of inches of snow on the ground. We had just finished eating dinner, and I planned on giving our little one a bath. My husband drives trucks for work, so isn't home very often. It is me and the boys during the week. Now Caden's in his room playing with a toy at the time. And there's a sliding door leading to a deck. A little detail, we have no sensor or even porch light on that side of the house. At the time, we didn't use the deck at all, only to use our grill during the summer months. It is not close to the sidewalk or the next street over though, so basically it's an open space of yard off that deck. Anyway, Caden was playing in his room, waiting for his turn to have a bath while I brought Connor into the room. We were just about done with the bath time when I heard Caden's little feet running towards the bathroom. He stands away from the door and says, "Mum." There's a man looking in the side door. I think it's a mailman. Now my heart skips a beat because 1, no mailman's coming at 7 PM, and 2, the side door, as he called it, was never used. Especially not in the winter. I didn't hear a knock. I began to sketch myself out, more by thinking about how there's no light there, and one person is literally gonna have to walk through the yard in the snow, walk up the back stairs of the deck, and go to that door where the front porch light was on. So now I take Connor out of the bath, put him in a towel in his little chair, and told Caden to sit with his brother, and not to come out until I said it was okay. He was confused but listens. Just keeps asking what's wrong. I grabbed the biggest knife I can find, had 911 ready to call, and go get my mama bear face on. When I walked to the side door, I shined the flashlight on my phone through the window of the door at a distance, walking up to it hopefully to scare someone away from it. Now the absolute worst thought that I have with this as a mother is that, as I reach for the handle, it's unlocked. Someone could have walked right in. I flung the door open, shined my light, held up my knife and yelled, "Hey." In the most threatening voice a 5'4", 120 pound woman could make, There were footprints in the snow up the deck stairs and going down into the field and woods behind our home. I slammed the door, thoroughly freaked out, and locked it. I called the police and waited in the bathroom with the boys. While I was in there, I asked Caden, "Do you know who that man was?" And he said no, but he smiled and waved for a long time. I asked him what he was wearing. He said it looks like a mailman's uniform. The police officer came and searched the property with flashlights before coming inside. He asked me and Caden questions, and then informed me that he not only saw footprints leading up to the side deck, but to the door of our basement and kitchen window on the other side. He then suggested that I have someone come and stay with us for the fortnight, and they're going to continue to follow the footprints that are left in the snow into the wood line. My father-in-law slept on the couch that night, with his guns being the closest relative to our house. My mother was a nervous wreck. I got very little sleep that night, and I never heard back from the police. I'm assuming the tracks were loose through the woods. Caden still mentions it from time to time, but I'm just terrified of this now. I pray it never happens again. This happened a while ago, so my recollection can't be word for word, but here it is. I'm a teenager. Me and my mum live alone. We basically live in the middle of nowhere. The nearest town is a little less than an hour away, and even being close to a gas station is a very hard thing to find here. We're literally miles away from anything. I know everyone who lives near me, and we rarely ever see new people in our area of the woods. So just seeing someone who isn't familiar is suspicious enough. So this is pretty creepy. Now, a couple of years ago, it's the middle of the night. Me and my mum are night owls. We like to be awake from midnight to 6 a.m. the period that most people are asleep for. My mum was watching TV in the living room. I was using the computer in the kitchen. The kitchen and the living room are basically connected, so I wasn't too far away from her, only a few feet. The front door leads to the living room. It's a door with 9 windows, so it's pretty easy to see in. My mum looks towards the door, and she saw somebody staring at her through the window. He's wearing a hood that obstructed almost all of his face, and my mum jumped. And she, of course, walked into the door, asking him, "What the hell's he doing?" According to my mum, he looked pretty young, but she could barely see his face. The man said something along the lines of, "Can you help my car, please?" In a tone I can only describe as miserable and off-putting. Even though it was dark out, there should have been a light from the car. She can see there's no car, and the man's holding his pockets really tight. My mum said no and apologised, causing him to grip whatever's in his pocket even tighter. So tight it makes his arm tremble. He stayed for a few more minutes and then swiftly disappeared. Throughout the night, maybe 1 or 2 hours later, we'd hear slight weeping. But we didn't see anyone at any of our doors or windows. Now, I may be making an assumption here, but I can only assume it was a weapon he was holding in his pocket. This was a creepy as hell experience. It's safe to say that he was blatantly gonna lure my mum out of the house to do God knows what to her. A year ago, there was a very small metal plate jammed between the front door strike plate and the piece that goes inside of it. We have no idea how this got here, but but the metal stopped the doors from locking. So I'm assuming it was put there so someone can get in later. I'm worried these things are related. I hope this never happens again. I was home alone in my previous apartment in a not so great neighborhood. My apartment was on the ground level, and my bedroom's facing a back alley. A dumpster sat less than 2 car lengths away. Homeless people often rummage through it. Now, just before dawn one morning, I hear a tapping on the window. My back was to the window, my eyes are now wide open. It's still dark outside, and I sleep with my lamp on, and my worn-out vertical blinds are missing a slate, causing a gap. So now, it's clear in my mind that whoever or whatever the source of the tapping could now see me lying in bed, plain as day. The tapping was brief, maybe 5 or 6 taps. So I spent the next 5 seconds or so frozen, bizarrely trying to convince myself it was something slash anything else but a person watching me and tapping on my window. Please God, let it be an animal. But then, more tapping. Now I was faced with the terrifying reality that someone had been watching me through my window in the dark for God knows how long, and he'd decided to tap on the window. Had one of the homeless people become aggressive during the dumpster dives? Something told me that nothing good was going to come from this. Now remember, my back was to the guy, so I sat up slowly, rubbing my eyes, pretending that I'm too groggy to hear him. I stand up hazily, made my way out of the bedroom as I was going to the bathroom or something. Once I was out of his sight, I ran to the phone and dialed 911, considering whether to forget my embarrassment of being in my t-shirt and underwear, and bolting out my front door, which is out of sight from the intruder. I just wasn't sure if I could outrun whoever it was, or whether anyone would help me if I couldn't. Before I make a decision, I hear a loud pop of my window being pried open. I thought my heart would jump through my chest. At the same time, I could hear my upstairs neighbor Mike descending down his stairs. I opened my door a few inches and peeked out to ask for his help. Mike's a big guy, and I heard he was trained in martial arts of some sort. He didn't hesitate to respond, hustling to the back of my apartment to see what's going on. Within seconds, I heard rumbling and someone being thrown against a wall to the bushes. A few moments later, Mike came out to my front door telling me not to worry again. He'd beaten him up pretty bad. I wanted to believe Mike, that the would-be intruder was maybe dumpster diving, but that he would never do so again. But it gets worse. It wasn't a homeless person, according to Mike. When the guy escaped, he ran to the front of my building, hopped into a red sports car and sped off. My neighborhood isn't a red sports car kind of place. The police later told me that the intruder is likely someone who's seen me before and is stalking me. It's a window tapper. I still wonder what would have happened if you got inside and Mikey wasn't there to intervene. I don't know if you still follow me, and because of that, I'm scared. This encounter happened when I was about 10. My sister and I were home alone since it was during the summer. Both our mum and my grandmother were busy, so they could not stay at home with us. We were used to being home alone during the summer, so it's no big deal. The only thing we could do was not go outside or open the door to anyone. During this day, I had gotten off and started to play Sims 2 in our kitchen. My sister was watching TV in our den. A few hours into our game, I hear the doorbell ring. At first I thought it was my game, but I have the sound off. So I ask my sister if she heard the doorbell ring, and she replies she hasn't. She said it was probably just a show she was watching. I brush it off and went back to my game. About 10 minutes later, I see a reflection on my computer of a man in a suit, his hands cupped around his eyes, looking through the glass door behind me. I turn around to be face to face with this strange man that I've never seen before. I had no idea how long he'd been there watching me. He waved at me like he knew me from somewhere. I call my sister's name, and the man hasn't been noticed by her yet. She grabs the phone quickly to call out to her grandmother. Now, we had seen the salesperson before. None of them look like this guy. He's wearing a full black suit that doesn't fit him. It was not strange enough that this guy was wearing a full suit in 99 degrees. He was also carrying a briefcase. All the salespeople I had seen only ever carried a clipboard and some flyers. But this guy, a briefcase. All the salespeople had also come at different times of the day. The next flag that came with this guy, he walked around our house coming to the back door. Which during his little trip, he would have seen that there's not a car in the driveway, indicating no one's home. As I was getting up to hide, the man reaches down, grabbing the doorknob, beginning to jiggle it forcefully. Thank God it's locked. He now begins to smile, gesturing at me to come unlock the door for him. All the noise he had been making had now set off our 75-pound lab mix, making her go crazy. No way was she going to let the guy off. My sister tells my grandmother, and apparently she's on her way. She wants us to hide in the back of her house until she can get home. My sister hands me the phone, then turns into the kitchen to grab the biggest knife we have. I can hear her yelling at the guy that we called the cops. She comes back into the room and we shut the door. She tells me after she lied to the guy about calling the cops, but he starts laughing. A little while later, we hear the door open and my grandmother calling us. We come out to meet her. She tells us that she did not see a man anywhere in sight. She had walked around the whole house before unlocking the door. She also thought it was weird if he was a salesperson, he wouldn't have stayed around. She ended up taking the rest of the day off to be with us. Also, she could watch us now in case he comes back. It's been 11 years since this encounter took place and I still have no idea who that man was or what he wanted.